now. It was meant to be a big day for Czech skiing, but now it looks more like an international fiasco. This weekend, the North Bohemian village of Vesec is due to host a World Cup event in cross-country skiing, but its organisers were up against a last-minute hitch. There was no snow on the track. Instead of calling the event off, they decided to transport some 10 cubic metres of snow from the Jezera Mountains, aggravating both nature conservationists and the public. Ruth Frankova spoke to Jakub Kaspar from the Environment Ministry and asked him what exactly went wrong.
The problem from the point of view of the Ministry of Environment is that organisers decided to take some snow from so-called second zone of the protected landscape area Jizerské hory because it's not all right with the nature protection law.
Did they ask for permission before they did this?
No, that's one of the biggest problems, because if they asked for the special permission, the government could decide if the permission is to be given to them or not, but they didn't ask for it.
Another problem is that they allegedly took away snow also from the public trails for cross-country skiing.
Yes, as far as I know, they took some snow from the public trail for cross-country skiing in scale of some 200 meters. It's not a problem from the point of view of the nature protection, but of course it caused very bad reaction from the side of public, because cross-country skiing is very popular in the Czech Republic.
Skiing is a sport that depends on weather, and you can hardly change weather conditions. What do you think? Should the Czech Republic organize similar events in the first place?
It's a very hard question for a spokesperson of the Ministry of Environment, but it's very good question for the organizers of such events like the World Cup in cross-country skiing, because the Czech Republic is a country in Middle Europe, and in these times with climate change we are discussing, and we are also speaking about the results of the climate change, and one of those results is that it seems that there will be less and less snow in the Middle Europe. Therefore, I am not sure if it is really a good idea to organize such events in mountains not as high as, for example, Alps.
Can the ministry now fine the organizers, or what will happen next?
Now, administration of the protected landscape area Jizerské hory is starting a process of survey what does really happen to the nature in the protected area, and the process will end with some decision. And this decision will very probably include also some penalty or fine for the organizers or for the company which physically took the snow from the protected area. And this penalty could be up to 2 million crowns.
That was Jakub Kaspar from the Environment Ministry.